Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. I've opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor. Gonna greet him with a smile and shake the hand of a stranger sitting tall to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself. I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah.
So hopefully yours is as well. One thing I believe in is change, and you know, everything changes. So just if you're having a bad day, just realize that tomorrow it's going to be a better day. So if you'd like to call into the show, you can do so by calling me at 516-418-5997. I appreciate it, and we'd love to talk to you and see if I can help you. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Let's go with 310. You're on air with me. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, how can I help you?
Yes, I was wondering if you see me getting my certification.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Awesome.
So it's a definite yes. So, yeah, you know, that's a really cool achievement. So,
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in and waiting for me. All right. I'll talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Everybody, hold on. Okay. 775, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call. I had a bad fall on the 14th of March, and I sprained both my wrist and my ankle. I saw a physical therapist regarding my wrist Friday, and I see my primary care doc on Tuesday. The therapist's name is Natalie, and the doctor I'm going to see on Tuesday, her name is Diana. Did my therapist put in notes that will substantiate to my doctor to keep me off work longer?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
And it'll be the first time meeting my new doctor, Diana, on Tuesday.
Okay.
Will I find her pushy or will I find her supportive?
Supportive. She's really good at what she does. So.
Yeah, it's a miracle.
She's a really kind person. So.
Oh, she is. I needed to hear that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
How long do you think Dr. Diane? Her last name starts with a D as well. How long do you think she's going to keep me off work?
Yeah, I see. Like, I keep hearing six, so I would say about 6 months.
Okay. All right. Well,
okay.
And I just hope my employer doesn't get fed up because it's not under FMLA. It's under ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act. And that's because a big part of my job is typing on the computer. And I physically cannot do that because of my sprained wrist. So I hope my employer still keeps me employed.
Yeah, I think they will. I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Nothing to worry about? Okay. And I have a dispute going with a local grocery store regarding their delivery. I want to be very kind to them, but in total they owe me over $60 easily. Will this be resolved successfully in my favor?
Yes, it will be. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. I wish you good health in every way, and I wish you comfort and love in your life, and I thank you.
All right. Appreciate you, and you have a good day, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. Let's go with 631. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, I guess.
okay.
I was just wanted to ask you about career. I've been doing real estate, and I just wanted to see what you think, if it's going to be picking up for me.
Yeah, it just started picking up, but it looks like about May. So you're going to have to struggle through April and then in May. Things will start picking up better.
Okay. Is there anything I should be doing different or?
Go ahead.
Well, I said I was making a lot of phone calls, but I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I would just continue doing what you're doing because it's going to work out for you, so.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Appreciate you calling today. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go ahead. My switchboard. Okay. There we go. 760, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
No
problem. I wanted to ask about promissory notes in exchange for furniture that I've just given over to a couple who promises to pay. Do you see a successful outcome with that?
Well, you're going to have to ask your question again because I can hardly hear you. I don't know if it's on a speakerphone or what.
Okay, let me see if I can correct that.
Okay.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah, it just echoes a little bit, but we'll deal with it. So,
okay, sorry.
Okay. Can you ask your question again for me, please?
Yeah. I just had a transaction where it's my furniture that I gave to a couple who gave me a very small deposit and a promissory note that as soon as they get certain payments that they will send me the money. And I just want to know if this is going to be a successful outcome.
I really feel it is. I mean, I feel good vibes around this. So looks like a done deal. So you just, you know, continue doing what you're doing because it is going to work out for you. So.
Oh, great. And do you see a somewhat of a time frame? I know sometimes time can be tricky.
Time frames are a little iffy with me sometimes. I'm looking about the last week in May.
The last week in May, do you feel that they're going to be paying all along? And then finally, the last week in May is the last payment, or how does that go?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think they're going to make payments and stuff like that. So, all right.
Okay. All right. And do you see anything coming in for my career, a new career, new income for me?
Looks like summer or something's going to happen with your finances. Really good, positive stuff, not bad stuff. I always like to say that because usually you see money stuff and people start panicking. I see a positive on that. So.
And so, it's in other words, it's not going to be until summer. Is that what you mean?
Yes. I mean, and okay. that can change, like you said before. I mean, time frames can be a little tricky. So.
Yeah. Better in general.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you, Michael. I really appreciate what you do.
Thank you. I appreciate you. So have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go with 347. You're on air with me. Whoop, hold on. You will be on air with me. Okay, right now. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help?
So basically, I have a situation that literally happened just a few minutes ago with regards to housing, and I just wanted some insight with regards to, since everyone in my house is moving, whether the landlord would allow somebody, like one person to find multiple other people to come in and move in to this house, or if it would be more aligned with my goals and my intentions to just move out and find a different place.
Right. I'm having trouble with hearing you. I don't know if I'm on a speakerphone or what the case may be. But I'm echoing when I'm talking to you.
Is it okay now?
Yeah, it's better now. So you might repeat your question for me, please. Sorry about that.
Sure. Basically, it's about whether I should move out of my current home or if I should stay and look for a new roommate to be moving out of soon. Which one is better aligned with my goals and, I guess, basically, if even the landlord would allow that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I see problems with that because of the landlord. But, you know, I think that you're on the right path. So I would just, you're going to move out and then the roommates will move into the new place, you know, because you're going to have some roommates to help with the cost of this. I see it happening. You just have to be patient.
So
which is
I should
hard to
just,
do sometimes.
So I should just like stick it out here and look for new roommates, or should I just move out?
You should move out.
Okay.
Is it very far from?
No, it's not very far. It's within about a 10-block radius of where you are now.
Okay. And do you have any recommendations of how I should search this, like how I would come across it? Because I've been looking through
the
sites.
I would use like the computer and place an ad or something, but I see it being done electronically, so you might look into that and see if that would be a good move for you, which I think it is. You just have to find it and walk into that. So.
Okay. This new place, okay. Does it have already people in there?
No. It looks like they just remodeled.
Okay.
So
it would be a new place with new people who are already established
right.
in there. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in today. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We have, for the first time today, we have open lines. 516-418-5997. So you just have to be patient on our walk sometimes. I've been praying for this certain thing, and it's Spirit is saying, wait, Michael. And I'm I don't want to wait. But, we have to just follow Spirit, and they will lead us in the way we should go. So, before, I say anything else, I want to say thank you for tuning in today. And it's nice to be able to talk to you and have a format where I can help people. And sometimes we're just looking for that niche, that place to say, hey, I belong. And we feel that. I mean, I felt that one time when I went and did a psychic fair. I was just there. I had never done that before, and it was a little nerve-wracking. But, once I got in there and set things up and started, it felt like home. So we need to follow our gifts and let them lead us into the way that we should go. So, all right. I'm going to go ahead and close out for today. Best way to follow this program right now is to follow me, because I'm different places with internet right now and stuff like that. So, just trust Spirit to lead us. So, all right. You guys have a great day, and I will talk to you next time I talk to you. All right. Bye-bye, guys.